Update on his condition?
Not in terms of the injury. We'll get him checked out tomorrow.
Let's talk about that play in particular. Did you see it from the bench, Garcilla's hit?
I saw it on the video. I mean, it was a vicious cross-check to an unsuspecting player.
What do you think should happen?
I'll leave that for the league.
Player safety's already said they're not going to look at it. Do you like a recount on that?
Well, they didn't call me and tell me that. I know from experience they look at everything.
What do you think of the way your players responded?
Well, I'll just, you know, this was as good a character win as we've had since I've been here. I mean, it's not a tough schedule. It's a brutal schedule. 6 games in 9 nights from the West Coast back to Winnipeg down to Dallas. Physical games that we've played. Matty goes down, so Chris Thorburn comes in and scores the game winner. You know, and that's what it took. It was a game like the way we play. It wasn't all pretty. But they fought for every puck and battled and blocked shots and did all the things that they've been doing all year. I don't know if I could rightly think it was coming tonight. We play on energy and I can't imagine they had any. I mean, we won a game in Dallas last night. It's the quietest bus I've ever heard. You'd have thought we'd lost game 7. And just great leadership in the locker room. They found a way to get themselves up and ready to play. They were ready to go.
What kind of a boost did you get from Huso's fight in the first period?
Well, you know what? He's been doing that all year for us, you know, at the right time. Like, I think he's really rounded into knowing when to step in. I thought the penalty kill after that was just as important, kind of a gift back to him, so that he can go out and take care of his own, and then we'll take care of him.
Would you describe Michael Hutchinson's play again here tonight?
You know what? I don't think it was easy in the net for him tonight, because by the time it got to him, there were lots of legs and people swinging at pucks, and nobody could get a handle on everything, but he... You know, especially after the first one early, just he and the team just fought through it, you know, and that, good for him.
What's made Zach Bogosian so successful since his return?
He just seems to be moving the puck real simple. You know, I think his game, there's a simplicity in his game. He's jumping in at the right time. He's got some confidence. It's great to see. I mean, that makes us so much deeper when we can get more scoring than just Dustin, you know, chipping in all the time. He's played very well.
Is there any kind of mental edge or anything you guys can carry forward against these guys in particular, winning 3 here?
No. The secret is we come in tired. We like to play the night before. And then we like to travel quite a bit before we get here. You know what? We play hard. We play hard every night. I mean, we've had one game probably in the last 3 months where we weren't ourselves. Other than that, we come out swinging a lot of pucks and see what happens.